I don't happen to have a husband. I ceased to have one over a year ago. I shot him. I shot him in the Touraine. He was a Frenchman, and we used to live in the Touraine. I was really very fond of Aristide. I found out after a year that he had a mistress. That I could have put up with, for after all, you must expect Frenchmen to be a little bit French. But he began bringing her home to tea. I used to say, "Please, Aristide, dear, don't bring that woman home to tea. Send her some tea, if you like, but it's not right to bring her here for it." He was very sweet to me in his own way, and promised he would try not to. But he was rather weak, poor darling, and this was one of the temptations he really couldn't resist. It seemed to him innocent enough. A few months later, I found out he had another mistress also, and the climax came when, after fighting against it for some time, he surrendered to an impulse and invited them both to tea. I argued with him very nicely and pointed out that it would be so bad for little Pierre to grow up thinking that mistresses for tea was in the natural course of things. So I bought a second-hand revolver and said that I was terribly sorry, but if he did it again, I would really have to take the law into my own hands. Well, poor darling, he did it again. It's not unusual in France. The judge was most charming, and the jury were perfectly sweet. They said they wouldn't dream of convicting me. Everybody was extremely sorry for me. The judge declared that, in a way, I had performed a public service. If husbands began thinking they might bring their mistresses home to tea, he didn't know what would happen.